from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Home and home.
We also only represent a 7-year time frame. I'll be 41 Monday. You're 47. We are guys in our 40s, which, man, that just feels old even to say. But we do have a bunch of millennials that work on the show. So we're going to be joined by a couple of them right now to get their opinion. We have a millennial round robin table. That is Dylan Burns. He is a Dolphins Knicks fan.
And a slacker. the channel, not the work ethic.
All right, so Dylan, let's start with this. Okay, so explain that. You're an avid slacker, so explain that.
I'm just messing with you. So behind the scenes of this show, we have our thread that we have our conversations with concerning guests and topics and things like that. And you guys are just so compelling all the time that I like to give my opinion more often than not in the Slack channel. And that really only results in Ross telling me to shut up like 3 or 4 times a week and 3 or 4 times a day.
All right, so you've heard our conversation so far. What, if anything, are we missing from your perspective?
Definitely announcers impact the game. And there's actually, like, so there's this thing in millennial culture that's like a subculture. It's called cancel culture, right? And so a lot of times somebody will say something or do something that, like, a big, large group of people don't like, and so they'll say, so-and-so is canceled, right? So I would say the top 4 people who are canceled to young generations of sports watchers, people hate Joe Buck. People hate Dick Vitale. People hate Marv Albert. And those are probably the top 3. And they don't like when Bill Walton goes off on his rants. They don't enjoy, he's a type of dandy, baby, from Dick Vitale anymore. And they just think Joe Buck hates his team. So announcers definitely impact a lot of the sports watching for millennials. And I think ever since the Red Zone came around, too, nobody really enjoys watching one game on CBS unless it's important and it's their team.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question. Yeah, go ahead, Jason.
I can't watch 6 games. Like, I like the rhythm of one game, and I'll keep up to date on my phone on what's going on in the other games. But, like, seriously, like you guys, I feel like I'm such an old turd right now going, you guys. But, like, you seriously would rather watch Red Zone than the rhythm of one football game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
Holy
especially
shit,
because of the fantasy implications, too. You know how good it makes me feel when I see somebody on my team score a touchdown? I need to have that information in front of me all the time, every second of every Sunday.
So, Dylan, almost everybody in your generation grew up with having the Red Zone the whole time, and you guys all watch the Red Zone. Is it fair to say that most people you know your age just watch the Red Zone?
100%. Unless I'm out at the bar on a Sunday and we got multiple TVs of one game, which is essentially the Red Zone. And every other 20-something-year-old is watching Red Zone.
So how has that affected you watching other sports or even just watching the Sunday night game or the Monday night or Thursday night game?
Sure. If there's a big game, like Jason talked about it earlier, if there's a big game, then like Buck and Aikman are on it, right? Like then you know that's a big game, and more often than not, I'll probably watch that game and flip to the Red Zone or something along those lines. But I think it's different. Like football, like no other sport has the Red Zone. It's so freaking compelling. It's literally like the best thing to happen to TV since like the addition of color. Like the Red Zone is phenomenal. I don't know what it is about watching multiple games and only watching the touchdowns, but I don't have the time to sit there to watch like 3 and out after 3 and out. I don't care. I do not care.
Well, what if your team's playing?
They don't.
Are you
they
still don't. Watching Reds? You don't have a team? I wonder the effect of fandom, because if you're watching Red Zone all the time, like, you don't watch your team go 3 and out and suck and then have this great quarter and the ebbs and flows of a game. You know, like, Ross, one of the things that's great about sports is, like, momentum changes. And on the Red Zone, it's always the team with momentum scoring. So it's like, right, you don't feel the momentum shift in a game and, you know, how a coach tries to recapture momentum or a certain player with a big hit. You guys just see, like, you know, like, for, like, it's like watching the end of a porno. You always get the end scene. You know what I mean? Like, you never see any of the buildup and any of the, you know, the fun stuff.
Well, that's all the best parts. And you don't get all the crap that's in between the best parts, right? Who wants to watch the part where they go to the single shot of the reason you're not tuned in to watch said porno?
All right, let's move on this discussion. let's move on that discussion a little bit.
Hey, can I make a point real quick?
Yes.
All right, I don't know if you can see me. Hey, long time no see you guys.
Hey, this guy, by the way, his name's Jordan Cohn. He averaged 20 points a game in intramural college hoops.
They know 2 days ago, Ross. So the point that I would make is that, like, our culture, and I feel like you guys can appreciate this too, it's just, like, so much faster moving. I went to a talk where everyone is constantly, like, walking to and from places. Like, fast food is, like, a perfect, you know, definition of that. And, like, Ross, you know, once you get off the show, you're on a call and then you're moving somewhere else, going down on a plane to announce another game. It's like a lot of what we can't do is, like, sit through a whole baseball game, instead streaming and, like, watching highlights. Like, we literally get notifications on our phone if our team scores a run. And that's kind of what, like, epitomizes Red Zone as well. It's like the quick flashes at the action because we don't have time to watch. Like, it kind of sounds snobby, like we don't have time for this, but that's just kind of what our culture is like. I don't know. That's,
I don't have time. All right.
So does anybody your age watch, like, by cable, or do you guys all stream it? And how do you stream it?
Me and my roommates are actually moving in tomorrow, and we opted not to get cable. So.
So how are you going to watch the games?
Probably through getting it on our laptop and hooking it up to the TV that way. Or there's, like, what is it called? Roku?
Yeah.
It's like Roku, streaming service. Yeah. But, like, cable.
It's like a Fire Stick.
There's no point in getting cable. There's, like, legitimately zero logical reason for me to invest in cable right now.
And with all the websites, well, too, Ross and Jason, like, you could just Google watch the Jets Bills game live and a stream will come up. Like, it's that easy to get anything you want.
Yeah, but then every once in a while there'll be an issue with the stream, and or nowadays I hear you got to get Netflix, you got to get YouTube, you got to get this one, you got to get that one, and by the time you're done it costs more than cable TV anyway.
All right, I'm coming in this discussion as a seasoned millennial. I have cable. I think the sports product on the streaming isn't there yet. I want all my games, I want all my channels, and want to know guaranteed that when I sit down on my couch, I'm going to have no issues watching Sunday Night Football. It's that simple.
Yeah. That's why I keep it, too, because I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to watch something.
Right. Like, for right now, like, I'm from Chicago. I live in Philly now, of course, and the Bears are sometimes on Philly Fox, sometimes not, and finding a steady stream to watch that game on a Sunday, it's hard.
Yep, and you know what? I've been reading up about it. No matter what streaming service you use, they're missing something.
Of course.
So they might have, like, ESPN and stuff, but then they don't have NFL Network. Or right, they might have NFL Network, but they don't have something else. So, interesting. All right, well, I appreciate it, millennials. Hey, everybody, it's Ross Tucker. Thanks for listening to the Home and Home podcast. Remember, you can watch or listen live every day from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time exclusively on the radio.com app or on the web at radio.com/home.
Home and Home.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.